I can remember a number of truly incredible meals in my life, whether cooked for me at home or in restaurants locally or while traveling. Some of the food stands out in my mind. A perfectly cooked piece of meat, a well-crafted cocktail, a side dish that pairs perfectly with the entree, or a dessert that caps off the wonderful meal. But in all those Epicurean events, what I recall most are the people with me around the table. Loved ones sharing a gustatory experience always seem more important than the food itself. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Likely Stories. I'm Paige Connell, and I teach English at Midway High School, reviewing a book with an appetizing premise. What if you could be temporarily reconnected with a deceased loved one through a meal that is meaningful to you both? What meal or drink or snack would be the one that summons them back to you? What would you discuss during your recaptured moments together? What would you be willing to give to make it happen? In Aftertaste by Daria Lavelle, one very special chef has the ability to prepare a meal or drink for someone so that the ghost of their loved one will appear to them for the duration of their meal. But here's the dry rub. Ghosts have agendas too, so summoning them and interfering in the afterlife with aftertastes isn't as pleasant as it may seem. Konstantin Duhovny has been blursed, cursed with the loss of his father at a young age, blessed with a sensitive, refined palate that can decipher flavors and concoctions instantly. When he receives an aftertaste, it's as if every flavor, herb, and spice appears to him so clearly, and it also means a ghost is near, and he must unlock the flavor combinations of this special food through trial and error, and recreate the meal to reunite dear with departed. This proves very gratifying for Konstantin, who has been working as a line cook in various restaurants in New York, and who sees this gift as a way to provide others with what he missed out on with his father. But once he connects with Mora, a fortune teller by day, she helps him see that what's beyond the veil may be more than just tantalizing morsels. Konstantin is dabbling with the great beyond, and those who have passed on aren't happy to be reminded of what they can no longer have. Aftertaste is a foodie's delight. Set in the bustling restaurant scene of New York and filled with sensory descriptions of food and drink, this debut novel is such a unique way to blend ghost story with cookbook, with mystery, with love story. It's unlike anything I've read before, and while the sauce may have gotten a little thin in the middle, it's worth a read simply for the mouth-watering details you'll uncover. This one will leave you with an aftertaste long after the last pages.
This has been Likely Stories, a production of KWBU. Interested in sharing your own book review? Visit our website at kwbu.org and click the Programs tab to learn how you can join our roster of Likely Stories contributors.